15、16节，我们一起来读哈。那召你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。我们不要看哈，我读给你们听就好了，因为等一下我们要看彼得前书第一章13、14节，希伯来书12章那边有一句话，你们要追求12章14节，你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁。非圣洁，没有人能见主。我们如果要跟神不分离，我们一定要在圣洁这件事上求神来保守我们。属灵的前辈跟我们说，两件事是一辈子要力求的，一个就是圣洁，一个就是谦卑。好，那我们再来看彼得前书第1章13、14节。前面彼得讲到以前的先知，他们考察他们里面基督的灵，那个时候虽然耶稣基督还没有来，可是神其实早就存在。那在旧约的那个时代，基督的灵向他们有所感动，他们就预言有一位基督要来受苦，要来成为救世主。好，然后彼得就讲13、14节，好，我们一起来读哈。所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。你们既作顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。13节说要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。神是乐意施恩的神。什么时候神要施恩给我们？有时候我们不能预料。好，那这边告诉我们说，我们的神乐意施恩给我们，我们要专心盼望。事实上我们都知道，我们在座的都知道，我们都是基督徒，我们知道神在我们的里面，对不对？神在我们心灵的深处，神也环绕在我们四周。昨天我们查诗篇139篇，神环绕我们，前后环绕我们，虽然肉眼看不见，可是这是真实的。可是很多时候我们不留意，我们不理会。就刚刚我们唱那首诗歌，我很受感动，留心听他，侧耳听他。以赛亚书是一部小圣经，以赛亚先知他在那个以赛亚书的第一章他就讲，天啊要听，地啊要听，牛都认识主人的槽，我的儿女却不留心。他在那边呼天唤地啊，以赛亚被神的灵感动，神的话在他的里面，他就这样呼吁。好，他说：“天啊，要听；地啊，侧耳而听。因为耶和华说：我养育儿女，将他们养大，他们竟背逆我。牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽，以色列却不认识，我的民却不留意。”在第一章这样讲，到了55章，他继续的讲。他说有一个福，他说第3节， 我们第一节读到第三节好了，这三句话太宝贵了，发人深省哈。你们一切干渴的都当就近水来，没有银钱的也可以来，你们都来买了吃，不用银钱，不用价值，也来买酒和奶。你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的，用劳碌得来的买那不使人饱足的呢？你们要留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。你们当就近我来，侧耳而听，就必得活。我必与你们立永约，就是应许大卫那可靠的恩典，就是耶稣基督。弟兄姊妹，人间有很多不公平的事，可是有一件事非常公平，神把他最宝贵的礼物要给我们。任何人，不论是尊贵的、卑贱的，有学问的、没有学问的，有读书的、没有读书的，有钱的、没有钱的，他们的机会是公平的。耶稣基督为所有的人死，只要你愿意来听，侧耳来听，听到这个千古的这个真理，耶稣为世人死，神的羔羊，背负世人罪孽的，除去世人罪孽的，只要我们来听，听了以后我们愿意领受，你就可以得着，不用花银钱，不用花什么。我真的感慨很深哈，很多人花了很多钱要去得到他们认为有价值的，可是我们认识到真价值的人就知道好可怜。你知道我美国我不是很了解，在台湾社会他们有人为了要生命成长，他们有所谓生命成长营，一个 session 就要几万块，你要去上这个课，上了这个阶段的就要几万块啊，才能生命成长。结果办这个生命成长营的人，结果自己被罪孽抓住了，他自己要办那个生命成长营，可是他自己被罪孽抓住了，他犯法了。所以只有什么能够叫我们真正生命成长？只有耶稣除掉我们的罪，他生命的灵进到我们的里面，他真理的灵进到我们的里面，来当我们的导师，来引领我们走真理的路。好，我们来看一下箴言第八章。看不见的神，可是好像是看不见，可是神呢却是在发声。哪一个人有能听的耳能够听到，就有福了。我们来看箴言第八章，这一位神他就是智慧的本体。好，你看我们从第八章，我们先读到十一节。好，我们一起读。智慧岂不呼叫？聪明岂不发声？他在道旁高处的顶上，在十字路口站立，在城门旁，在城门口，在城门洞，大声说：众人啊，我呼叫你们，我向世人发声说：愚蒙人啊，你们要会悟灵明；愚昧人啊，你们当心里明白；你们当听，因我要说极美的话，我张嘴要论正直的事，我的口要发出真理，我的嘴憎恶邪恶，我口中的言语都是公义，并无弯曲乖僻。 有聪明的以为明显，得知识的以为正直。你们当受我的教训，不受白银。宁得知识胜过黄金，因为智慧比珍珠更美。一切可喜爱的都不足于比较。下面呢，十二节到十六节，就讲到地上的各种贵族啊、帝王啊，他们有了这一位，他们可以怎么样得王权、得国位？哈，那十七节到二十一节，这是为我们所有的人，我们不一定能当王，不一定能当官，但是十七节到二十一节，这是神为我们预备的。哈，好，我们一起读。爱我的，我也爱他；恳切寻求我的，必寻得见。丰富尊荣在我，恒久的财并公义也在我。我的果实胜过黄金，强如金金。我的出产超乎高银。我在公义的道上走，在公平的路中行，使爱我的承受获财，并充满他们的府库。弟兄姊妹，我们若走在神的道上，走在神永生的道上，我们要得到的丰富尊荣、恒久的财，存到永远的，不是地上的财，我们离开世界就全部没有了，那个价值就失去了。还有公义，感谢主。我们如果听神的话，听这位真理的圣灵里面的导师，或向左或向右，我们如果走在神要我们走的路上，我们会被神祝福。台湾有一个基督徒，他是一个政治人物，他叫罗志强。他去年的选举里面，他是一个基督徒，是有一些同学信耶稣，跟他传福音，那后来他就信了。他是一个很认真的人，一个原来也是家境困顿的一个人，很认真，在他的生活上，在他的 career 上面很认真在打拼哈。可是他都觉得他怎么都没有像他的一些朋友他们这样哈。他们说，因为你里面，我已经忘掉他的见证是怎么样，就说好像你里面好像这些人说他们立在那个磐石上，就是在那个可靠的那个，后来他就信主了。结果你知道去年的选举，去年十一月的选举，我们本来都不是很关心政治的，对政治都不是很有兴趣，没有就觉得政治离我们天高皇帝远。可是台湾那么小的一个岛，因为政治的因素，全国上下的老百姓都受影响，所以逼得我们一定要关心政治哈。那我们都觉得说，神啊，你要让台湾成为荣耀你的海岛，这个岛上的老百姓，他们的心一定要越来越趋向诚实正直，不应该越来越趋向被迷惑虚晃。哈，所以那个选战是非常的厉害哈。那去年十一月的时候，这个罗志强这个弟兄，他自己要选，他在台北市要选议员，那他也没有钱啊，那所以有一些人就会捐献给他。他拿到第一个一百万，他就想到什么？哦，南部高雄那个地方那个选战很艰苦，他把第一桶金就 就捐给那个南部的那个也是要选战的韩国瑜哈。然后后来第二桶金，他又去帮助谁？帮助谁？就我昨天听到他的见证，他说他是台北市最高票当选，结果他把钱都捐给别人，结果他没有钱为自己做看板，没有钱拉布条，他甚至也到台中给台中的那个候选人呢，那个给他帮助他公车去宣传哈。结果你看这个人，人家说为什么他高票当选？因为他无私，他就为了整个台湾能够有各地有能够很好的一些人可以来为老百姓服务，可是这些地方都很艰困，他先把自己忘掉，去帮助这个帮助那个。结果我听他讲，哪里有竞选，一面看板都没有，布条一个都没拉，哈。那当然他会在街头自我推荐这样，那他很会用那个电脑，结果神大大祝福他，就是他走在神的路上。那有一些人扎了很多钱，可是不一定选得上。我对不起，我是临时抓起这样一个例子来讲哈。我们要满足，我们要生命成长，只有神的路可以教我们生命成长。第一，我们的罪一定要除掉，我们的里面才会看得清楚生命的道路怎么走。那神来到人间就是要来向我们施恩。彼得在这个地方说，你们要谨慎自守，要专心盼望神。他是话，神就是道，太初的道，神很乐意跟人说话的。所以我们要留心听，要留心听，要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。那神给我们的恩 ，OK。我们如果好好的跟随主，有时候神给我们恩。
If we follow God closely, God will give us grace.
我们就拿得到。
We can receive that grace.
比如说有一个小女孩，她出生，她的心脏就有个洞。
There's an example of a little girl when she was born, her heart had a hole.
那个医生说，大一点的时候慢慢看，要不要开刀
？And the doctor said that when she gets older, we'll see if she needs a surgery.
有一次有一个等候的聚会，很多人都在等候主。
And so that one time, during a waiting upon the Lord meeting, a lot of people were waiting upon the Lord.
他妈妈去参加，他跟着妈妈去。
And his mother or her mother?
他的妈妈。
小女孩还是小男孩？
这个女孩的妈妈。
Her mom also went to the meeting.
这女孩那个时候已经十几岁了。
And by this time, she was already in her teens.
那就在那个时候被教授弹那个灵琴。
Miss Gerda was playing the piano.
结果呢，这个女孩子在其中，她就是像大人一样敞开心，将来亲近主。
And so she was also among the congregation, and then she was waiting upon the Lord like all the other people.
结果神行了一个神迹在她身上。
And then God made a miracle.
她的心脏好了。
and healed her heart.
那这个是他没有料到，我跟妈妈去聚会，我可以得到这个恩。
And this is something that was out of her expectations, that going to a meeting with her mother, she could receive the grace of healing.
所以，我们不敢这样讲哈。那荣教授以前这样说，他说，如果有神同在的聚会，我不敢随便不参加。如果神要我去，我不敢不去。
And so, Sister Pearl Young once mentioned that if there is a meeting that with God's presence, if God wants me to go, I dare not go because you know God is there.
因为他不知道是不是在那个场合神要施恩于我。
And it's because she doesn't know if it's during that opportunity.That situation that God is going to give her grace.
因为她第一次曾经肚子长一个瘤还是什么，是良性的，越来越大。
Because the first time she had a tumor, and it was growing bigger and bigger.
那个时候，她还年轻的时候，有一个神的仆人，就是那个 Catherine Kuhlman, 就是那个有一个医治的一个传道人。
And there was a pastor, a healing pastor, Catherine Kuhlman.
不认识他。
Didn't know her.
结果就有圣灵的感动，就向着他发预言，神要医治你。
And so didn't know her, but through the prompting of the Holy Spirit, prophesied and said that God will heal you.
那荣教士那个时候，他的爸爸是医生，弟弟是医生，妈妈是护士。
So for Sister Pearl Young,
弟弟是后来才当医生。
Her dad was a doctor. Her brother also later on became a doctor. Her mom was a nurse.
他爸爸这个医生是怎么样的医生，你知道吗
？And what kind of doctor was her father?
他说他爸爸就是那个一去到病患的家。病人看到这个医生，病就好了一半的这个医生哦。
And the kind of doctor he was that when he visits someone's family, someone's home, the patient just seeing the doctor was half healed.
他妈妈是一个荣教士说，就他所认识的人眼睛所看到的，他妈妈是最圣洁的。
And Sister Pearl Young said that from what she had experience and the people she had encountered with, her mother was one of the holiest.
活到九十八岁。
那 she lived till 98 years old.
那荣教师说，那个时候，他如果用人的方法，很快，因为那个不是恶性，很快就解决了。
And so, Sister Pearl Young said that, you know, if she was using, you know.Man's way. It was a very small case to get rid of the tumor.
可是因为他敬爱主，神都对我说话了，主，你是不是要我依靠你？
And so because, but during that time, she was really devoted, and she said, "Lord, you have spoken to me, and are you asking me to trust in you?"
他那个时候已经学习，就是把自己交给主，把自己当作活祭献上。
And so at that time she was learning to be a living sacrifice for God.
有点像大卫一样，凡事要来听神的话。
And so just like King David, she wanted to listen to God in all things.
所以他就没有去。接受人的这个医生的医治。
So she didn't receive the healing from doctors.
然后来台湾。
And when she came to Taiwan.
啊，对她不容易，因为肚子越来越大。
And it was difficult for her because her stomach was getting bigger and bigger.
她说：“主啊，我是一个没有结婚的。”西国的姊妹。
She said, Lord, I am a Westerner who's unmarried.
宣教士嘛，那我在这个教会这样子出出入入，他们知道我是没有结婚，可是我的肚子越来越大，他们会怎么看我？
She said she was thinking, she was praying to God, how would they see me if my stomach is getting bigger and bigger and I'm not married?
她不担心她自己的生命问题，她关心到神的荣耀。
She wasn't really concerned about her own health. She was concerned about God's glory.
这是有一次我跟大卫牧师去看他，去请教他，就是信仰的事。
And so one time when Pastor David and I went to consult her regarding something spiritual in the faith about our faith.
那大卫牧师跟他讲他里边所关切的事，他觉得好像很多人不能了解哈，他觉得很难过。
So Pastor David was sharing something with her, regarding something that he felt that people couldn't understand him, and he was feeling a little bit sad.
那个时候荣教士就跟他说。没关系，他为牧师说，我觉得很有关系。他说没关系。
So Sister Pearl Young told him, "Oh, it doesn't matter. It's okay." And even though Pastor David said, "I think it matters. I think it's a big deal."
别人不了解没关系，主了解就好了。
And what she said was.It's okay that other people don't understand, as long as God understands, and that's okay.
他就讲起这个例子，他说那个时候，人家会怎么看我？我是一个坏女人，没有结婚，这肚子却大起来。
She said during that time, how would people see me? Was I a wicked woman that, you know, my stomach was getting bigger, even though I was unmarried?
他说：“哦，那就是为耶稣的缘故承受羞辱。”
And so she said that it was enduring shame for the glory of God.
他说：“你想想看，我们的主不是也是为了我们的缘故，在十字架上为我们承受羞辱吗？”
And so she said, if you think about it, didn't Jesus endure shame for us on the cross?
可是他还是继续相信主。主，既然你那么清楚跟我说你要医治我，我继续相信。八年之久。
And so for her, she said, Lord, if you're going to, you know, she continued to believe and trusted in God, and said that since you told me that you're going to heal me, you know, she waited for the Lord for 8 years.
当神临到他，给他圣灵的浸以后。他学习一步一步跟随主。
And so when God baptized her in the Holy Spirit, she learned to walk with God every step of the way.
那个时候他的事工还没有展开，大概就像我们这样的人，像我们这样子的人数的人在聚会。
So in the beginning for her ministry was still very small.With few people,
他们就在聚会的时候，有一天在聚会的时候
，and one day during the meeting,
因为他们每一次都强调，两三个人奉主的名聚集，就有主在他们当中。
And every time when during their meeting, they emphasize that two or three people come together, God is with them.
所以他们常常彼此提醒，主就在我们中间。
And so they reminded each other that God is among us.
就有一天
，And so one day，
他的同工林教士说：“我们都不知道，突然他那个东西不见了。
”And so one day we didn't know, how, but one day just during the meeting, we didn't see her tumor anymore.
神迹发生了
，and that was a miracle.
那荣教士说，
So Sister Proyoung said,
她亲口跟我们的弟兄姐妹说,
told every one of us that,
她那个病得医治是很大的神迹,
that it was a miracle for her to be healed.
更大的神迹是她的灵性大大复兴。
And she said that the bigger miracle was that she was, it was her spiritual revival inside of her.
她相信圣经里面所有的应许都是真实的。
She believed that every single promise in the Bible is real.
而且在这个八年的过程里面，好像她学会一个功课。她说，我嘴巴讲的话很重要。
And so during that 8 years, she learned a lesson.And that the words that my mouth speak is very important.
她说我们嘴巴不要讲不信的话。
She said that our mouths shouldn't say words of unbelief.
因为神说要照着你口中的话待你。
And because God said that He will do to us as our mouths speak.
后来第二次她又生病。
And the second time she got sick.
那一次以后她就被主接走了。
And after that, she was taken by God.
她那个病是口腔癌。
The second time, she had oral cancer.
是痛到像那个刀子在割这样子的痛。
And it was so painful that it felt like,It was a knife, cutting through it.
他对他的心说，要继续的相信。
And so she spoke to her heart to continue to believe.
要坚持到最后一分钟。
And to endure till the last minute.
后来，他被主接走了。
And later on, when she was taken by God.
别人说，那他这样是不是神没有那个？我说。我不认为，已经八十几岁了，我觉得他应该安息回天家，因为他的灵性光景帮助了很多人，很多人有一点太高举他，而过于依靠神。
And so some people said, oh, she wasn't healed. Does that mean that, you know, God wasn't with her? Or, and so what I thought was that it's not because of that. Rather, you know, because of her life, you know, full of God's love, it helped a lot of people. And in that way, some people kind of depended on her more so than they depended on God. And maybe that's why God took her away.
她自己不喜欢人家这样子。
She herself doesn't like it when people come to her and depend on her instead of God.
她实在是一个很伟大的一个神的使女。
And she was a very great servant of God.
我因为一个特别的试炼，她特别来当我的辅导。
Because of a great suffering I had, and she was mentoring me.
所以我有跟她好多次的 personal 的接触。
So I have a lot of personal interactions with her.
差不多他的说话举动在在都可以让你学到功课。
So just from her interactions, the way she speaks, her actions, you can learn a lot of lessons from all of them.
他在那里就是一个见证。
And her presence there is a living testimony.
我们有一些同工有很多委屈想要去跟他诉苦。
A lot of the...co-workers in Christ had endured a lot of difficulties and wanted to kind of vent to her.
可是一去到他那里，话就说不出来了。
But whenever we go to her, the words didn't come out.
因为这一个人就是经过许多的熬炼，都是一直把自己放下，放下，放下。
Because this person, through a lot of difficulties and pain and suffering, what she did was she lay herself down again and again.
我非常感谢主，我这一生可以跟这一个人有这样的接触。
And so I'm very grateful to God that in my life that I had this chance to be to get to know her.
他对我的益处，我没有办法衡量有多大。
So the benefit that she had given me, I can't measure it.
他最后去世的时候，还是为神做见证。
And even when she died, she was still giving testimony to God.
每一个普通的礼拜三，大概有300多人都到他们的那个会所去听他的查经。
So every Wednesday, about 300+ people will go to the Bible study with her.
有一个医生，他去。他原来没有信主，那听慕名而来，他去听他的查经。
And there was a doctor who, he said who didn't believe in God.
对，还没有信主。
And he just stopped by to listen to her Bible study.
他说一个口腔癌这样的人，还能够这样活着。
And his reaction was, someone with oral cancer can still.Talk and live like this.
Wow, 那他里面的生命不得了。
Then her inner life must be very great.
就信主了。
And because of that, he believed in God.
那荣教授他还是心里在想，什么时候神你的恩惠临到我？
And Sister Pearl Young.Was thinking, Lord, when your grace will come upon me.
他就因着信，不为明天忧虑，就一直往前走，一直信靠主。
And through faith, she didn't worry about tomorrow, and just one day at a time, she trusted in God.
我有一次从苗栗回到台北，就去参加那个聚会。
And one time, I came back from Taipei from another city to attend the meeting.
我听他这样讲，他说：“弟兄姊妹，今天主的同在这么丰富。”
And she said, "Brothers and sisters, today God's presence is so full among us."
我感谢主，主昨天下午保守我没有发怨言。
I pray that I give thanks to God.That yesterday in the afternoon, I didn't complain.
他说我昨天下午我几乎都要发怨言了。
She said that yesterday afternoon, I almost complained.
在很不容易的时候，我说主，我感谢你，我赞美你。
And during a very, very difficult time, a very painful time,
主保守了我，没有发怨言。
I said, Lord, I thank you, and I praise you.
我相信今天主的同在这么丰富，跟我昨天被保守没有失败有关系。
And she said that I believe that today's God's presence is so abundant among us, has something to do with yesterday that I didn't complain like I felt like I wanted to.
他就是把自己献上，要让神的同在。因着他的顺服，可以更多的临到人们中间。
And so she sacrificed herself in front of God so that God's presence can come more and more unto the people.
所以他就是专心盼望神显现的时候可以带给他的恩。
So she is diligently waiting upon the Lord.For God's grace to come upon her.
哦，我说，那我们怎么样可以实际的，实际的顺服这个彼得给这个叮咛
？And so, how can we practically obey and follow Peter's command?
那个方法就是我们要来亲近神。
And that strategy is that we're gonna wait upon the Lord.
雅各书第四章第八节说。
So in James chapter 4, verse 8.
第四章第八节说，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
James chapter 4, verse 8 says, Come near to God, and he will come near to you.
这个亲近神，这个是祷告形式的一种。
So coming near to God is a way, it's a type of prayer.
啊，事实上也是整个祷告的基础。
And it is also the foundation of prayer.
我们知道祷告把我们跟神connect 起来。
We know that through prayers, we are connected to God.
很多时候，我们祷告是我们带着烦恼、重担、各样的事情来到主的面前求。
And a lot of the times when we pray, we bring our troubles, our worries, and we bring it at the feet of Jesus.
我们让神临到我们，让他的恩典跟帮助临到我们。
We let God come upon us, His grace and His help to come upon us.
但祷告并不只是这样。
But prayer is not just that.
保罗说我们有时候不知道怎么祷告。
And Paul said that sometimes when we don't know how to pray,
可是我们来到神面前。
But when we come upon, when
we come, 安静下来,
when we come to God and we quiet down ourselves,
也许我们有时候在神面前叹息,
sometimes maybe we sigh in front of God.
好像我们的心交出去,
it's as if we give our hearts.
圣灵有时候也来帮助我们怎么祷告,
the Holy Spirit will teach us how to pray.
那这个出于启示的祷告。
So prayer that comes from revelation.
就是人来到神面前。
And that is when people come to God.
眼睛总是看着神。
Our eyes are fixed on God.
心里也是向着神。
Our hearts are open toward God.
一进到神面前。不管自己怎么样。
So when we come to God, we don't look at ourselves.
只是看着神，很想接触到神。
We fix our eyes on God. We want to be closer to God.
仰望神，感谢赞美神，敬拜神。
We're waiting upon the Lord. We praise the Lord and we worship the Lord.
还有吸取神。
And then we receive
taking God's
receive and taking God's blessing.
那属灵的前辈跟我们说，如果我们天天花一些时间这样来吸取神。
So many saints have said that if every single day we spend time waiting upon the Lord to receive Him.
不是用一个方法，或是听一篇讲道，而是得着主，我们就可以得胜。
Not necessarily use any strategy or listening to a sermon, but just come to God and let Him speak to us.
我把这样的祷告跟一般我们万事带到主面前求的这个祷告有一点做一个比较。
And so this kind of prayer is a little bit different, and I'm going to compare it with the other kind type of prayer, which is the prayer that we bring everything into prayer.
一个就是临床医学，一个是预防医学。
And one is preventative. Medicine, and the other one is when you're sick and you're
去看医生,
you're going to a doctor.
有病了来诊治, 这个就是临床医学。
If you're sick and you're seeking healing, then this is
可能你要花很多的钱,
clinical medicine,
花很多的钱受很多的苦, 还不一定医得好。
You might spend a lot of money and endure a lot of suffering, and it may or may not get healed.
而另外一种预防医学是先让自己健康。
And then the preventative kind of medicine is to make sure that you're healthy.
所以留心你的生活作息，养生之道。
So you're paying attention to, your how you wake up, your life cycle, pattern, and staying healthy.
吃什么？怎么吃？怎么喝
？Depending on how you eat, looking at how you eat.
让你拥有健康。
So that you can be healthy physically.
你喜欢哪一种？
Which type do you like?
我当然要拥有。属天，我当然要拥有健康，对不对？
And of course we want the healthier way.
不用受苦，所花的钱是让我们享受的。
We don't need to endure suffering, so whatever we spend is can be enjoyed by us.
所以亲近他，亲近神，亲近神，这两方面都需要以亲近神做一个基础。
In both ways, the foundation is to wait upon the Lord.
如果我们来亲近神，让神临到我们，拥有基督做我们的健康。
If we wait upon the Lord and we let God be our health,
我们听得到。我们刚刚在第八章箴言第八章讲到神对我们说话，给我们的指示，给我们的引导。走在他的路上，我们蒙恩。
So Proverbs 8, like we mentioned, whatever God's instructions for us, so that we can walk in His path.
Yeah, 那得到基督属天的健康。
And to receive, the health that comes from the Lord.
我想我今天就先停到这里，下面的我下个礼拜再讲。
I think I'll pause here and then I'll continue next week.
我们要专心盼望神很乐意施恩，什么时候他要施恩我们不知道。
And we need to diligently wait upon God, and we don't know when He is going to pour His blessing and grace onto us.
有一个神的仆人。他至终得胜了，他就做一个见证说，我是一时求一时的需要，我时时的继续不断的倚靠神的恩典，因着信而活。
A godly young man once said that he waited upon God's grace moment by moment.
他不能没有神的恩典而得胜。
He couldn't overcome anything in life without God's grace.
所以弟兄姊妹，神一切的恩典都是真实的。
So brothers and sisters, all of God's grace is real and true.
我这个人很不完全，可是神使我从不认识自己到稍微认识自己，这个就是一个见证。
And so I know that I have a lot of faults and flaws, and that from not knowing myself to knowing a little bit about myself, that in itself is a miracle and testimony.
大卫牧师，我认识他40多年。
And so, Pastor David, I've known him for over 40 years.
看着神怎么一直在他身上做，
and seeing
也更新变化他很多，
and seeing what God has done in him over the years, that God has transformed him a lot.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在一起，我们彼此所分享、彼此所勉励的，不是虚空的，不是一种精神的谈话而已。
So brothers and sisters, when we are together and we share with each other and encourage each other, it's not just, mental encouragement.
如果我们是真的以一颗单纯的心在仰望主， 让神的话差遣透过我们传出去，弟兄姊妹都会得帮助的。
If we really diligently wait upon the Lord and let God's words through us, through our mouths, be poured forth, brothers and sisters around us can also receive help from God.
我们彼此勉励。
Let us encourage one another.
所以为什么我们那么在意我们的聚会，就是我们要留意神在我们中间。
And that is why it's very important that for us to know that God is among us in our meetings.
亲近他，他就亲近我们，会带恩给我们。
When we come close to him, he will come close to us, and he will bring grace to us.
Okay. So...Thank you.